It's time for this week's Focus on Business. As Lexington updates its five-year comprehensive plan, Tom Martin talks with City Water Quality Director Charlie Martin about the influence of the EPA consent decree on upgrading storm and sanitary sewers.
This is a huge citywide, almost $600 million project. How does it influence or impact our thinking as we go into the process of updating the comprehensive plan?
Well, that's a really, really good question. I get asked that a lot. How it might impact the comp plan, the way we put the plan together and got EPA's approval for it was for full development within the existing urban service area. Back in 2007, when we were negotiating the consent decree, we weren't in a position to contemplate what might or might not happen as a part of the comp plan update. That being said, is that, our problem is not because we have overflows when it's not raining and the sun's out. Our problem is when it's raining. So if we want to reclaim capacity, we want to make capacity available for any changes to the boundary, we need to get some of the water out of the system. That would solve a lot of our problems.
In talking with various constituencies who have something at stake in the planning of the comprehensive plan, one topic that comes up is the urban services boundary, either in favor of expanding it or in favor of the status quo. Would expansion of the boundary mean the city would have to spend money to expand sewers into those areas? And whose money, taxpayers or developers?
Well, except I don't have a say in that entirely, but my perspective of this would be, as it has been before, is that it would be borne by the individuals who are wanting to develop in those areas. Now, as I said earlier, is that I think we have sufficient capacity in the existing system to introduce additional flow into it when it's not raining. And so if we got rid of some of that extraneous water, that capacity would be available if that was the will of the community to expand the boundary. I don't think that it would require tremendous amounts of infrastructure, but the issue is always this, is that we sit on a hill and everything drains away from us. And so depending on what geographic part of the county you're talking about, the costs change dramatically.
The EPA recently hit the city with a $102,000 fine for, I think it was 50 or so sanitary sewer overflows that happened in 2014-15. Is the city's risk of exposure to that kind of violation gradually diminishing as you go along?
I think it'll always be there. Basically, those are not wet weather overflows. Those are dry weather overflows that are due to grease or blockages from grease or tree roots or those type of things like that.
And when you say grease, you're talking cooking grease.
Yes,
and it's a big problem.
It is. It is a big problem. You know, we're somewhat of a throwaway society. You don't think anything of it when you cook up a pound of bacon on Saturday morning and then wash it down the sink. That is a problem. And so we're constantly cleaning grease out of the system.
So what should we do with that stuff?
Well, what we do is that we encourage people to put them into like cans. That's what I do at home. I have a can or a jar. I let it cool off and I pour it into the jar and it hardens, and then I put it out into my waste container and they take it away.
Charles Martin is Director of Water Quality with Lexington-Fayette Urban County Government. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.